ARTA welcomes the report compiled by the independent panel, which was chaired by Chief Justice Sandile Ngcobo, under Section 89 of the Constitution. This is a process that needs to unfold. If there are enough grounds to impeach President Ramaphosa, then so be it. But we need to see that process unfold. There are other reports and other investigations that are taking place with the South African Reserve Bank and Parliament Standing Committee on Finance and the Public Protector and so forth. And those processes also need to unfold, and let's see where the cards lie from those findings. But until then, if the president chooses to resign, as he has been found wanting on the whole Pala-Pala matter, then that opens up an entirely new process of who leads this country, what happens at the this month's ANC elective conference, and what happens going forward until 2024. This country is in a precarious position. We are a fragile democracy, and we are punching well below our weight as a result of politics, political interference in government, and really bad decisions and bad policy that has ensured that we perform well below where we should be performing. What we as ARTA and as other civil society organizations need to do is to protect the gains that we have had since the exiting of Jacob Zuma from power, the SIU, the NPA, changes in the Hawks, SARS, and so forth. There's been a lot of reparation that has taken place as a result of the damage done during the state capture years. We cannot allow and afford these institutions to be hijacked again by political interests. And that we can assure civil society that, you know, as organizations within civil society, we will defend this fragile democracy and those institutions that we have.